Our topic this week will be, who is Jesus Christ? So we'll go to page 36. Oh. You're sharing it? Okay, try to remember to bring your books, okay? Half of you forgot. Do you know what your book is? Is it at home? You should bring it next week, okay? Okay, 57, share with him. Why is this part of the creed, which concerns the person of Jesus Christ, so extensive? It is lengthy because this creed, or symbol, was drawn up at the Council of Nicaea to condemn the heresy of Arius, who denied the divinity of Christ. The fundamental truth of Christian faith. Cameron, you know what the divinity of Christ means? I didn't think so, so I'll tell you. Okay. The divinity of Christ means that he was divine. It means that he's God. Okay. So you say divine, that means it means God. So they deny that Jesus was God. Do you know who the modern Arians are? Can I tell you? The Jehovah Witnesses. Yeah. Ever meet the Jehovah Witnesses? They're walking down the street with a Bible. What do they deny? They deny that Jesus is God. He's just a prophet. Or, another, the Mormons. Ever meet the Mormons? The guys had about 6'2", blonde hair, blue eyes, no? With a white shirt, the tie, driving bikes, no?
Oh, yeah.
You ever meet them?
Yeah, they gave me a car this time.
Yeah, they're all over the place, and they know their faith pretty well. I once met them. I walked the streets of Warren Gardens, and I bumped into them, and I said, what are you guys doing here? We're here to convert the Mexicans to our faith, huh? You know, 6'4", blonde, blue eyes, no? Driving a bike, white shirt, tie. And the interesting thing was is that they spoke a Spanish better than the Mexicans. Couldn't believe it. It was incredible. These guys, you know, look white as apple pie, you know. They look like me, but about six inches taller, no? Where'd you guys learn your Spanish? We went down to Salvador to come back here to convert the Mexicans to our religion. What zeal for a cause, huh? How many of you guys would learn Japanese to convert the Japanese to Catholicism? None of us, huh? We have difficulty speaking English, huh? Let alone speak out Japanese, huh? But the modern Arians would be those who deny Christ. They're the Jehovah Witnesses and the Mormons. When was the last time you knocked on the door trying to convert someone to Catholicism? You never done it in your whole life. I did it for about 20 years, knocking on the doors. I go with a group of women, no? Missionaries. I was brought up in the English etiquette. My biggest fear were the pit bulls, so I'd always let the ladies go first, right? I had to be a gentleman, caballero, right? That might be called also cowardice, right? Okay, so we're going to learn about Jesus Christ. Can you, any of you guys say anything about who Jesus Christ is? He's the most famous person ever lived. Can anyone say anything about him? Perfect. No? Do you ever hear the Bible?
Yes.
Do you have a Bible in your house?
Yes.
Do you know where it is? Ah, good. Maybe underneath your bed, huh? You never read anything about Jesus Christ? Where was he born? Not in Jerusalem. He died in Jerusalem. No, he wasn't brought up and raised in Nazareth. I think we should extend this class until 8:30 in the evening, huh? Where was he born? Born in Bethlehem. He wasn't born in Nazareth. What does Bethlehem mean? House of bread. What? He's house of bread. Where did he go when he was a child to flee from King Herod that wanted to kill him? Yeah. Egypt. Okay, then he came back from Egypt and settled down where? Yeah. Nazareth. Okay. He was there until how old was he?
40?
No, not 40.
No,
he was there for 30 years. 30 years. And then he left and he started to preach. How many years was he preaching before he died? How many years? No, it was 3 years. They haven't got one right yet, Paul. Okay, can any of you tell me what day of the week he died? Oh, no.
Friday.
Okay, Friday. Okay, what day? See if you can redeem yourself. What day did he rise from the dead? No! Oh, no. Sunday. What? These guys, I think they used to be Jehovah Witnesses, no? We don't know anything. We got to learn a little bit. How many Gospels are there? Yeah. Oh! Yeah. No. There are four. Well, three, okay? At least it's close, right? Can you name the four Gospels? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Never heard of that? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Well, how are we gonna beat the Mormons and the Jehovah Witnesses if this is all we know? They're gonna steamroll us, huh? They're gonna beat us 20-0 in the shadow. It's gonna be a no hitter, huh? Right, Cameron? Okay, let's get more basic. Can any of you tell me the name of the mother of Jesus? Come on. Okay, how about the father? Okay, can you name any of the apostles that Jesus chose? How many apostles?
12.
Can you name any of the apostles that Jesus chose?
John, Peter.
Okay, you got Peter, James, and John. Okay, at least you got some of those.
Matthew.
Who is the one? This is one. Who is the one that betrayed him? Yeah. You're faking ignorance. It was Judas Iscariot, right? Right? Didn't he betray him?
Yes.
Now, one day you look like you're going to be maybe a banker, an accountant. How much money did he get?
30 pieces of silver.
Okay, it was 30 pieces of silver. What did he do with it? You ever see the film, Mel Gibson, The Passion of the Christ? He goes and he throws it back. He says, I betrayed innocent blood. And they say, well, that's your problem. How did he, die in a car accident?
No.
A horse accident, actually.
It was a horse accident? He hung himself, right? He committed suicide, he hung himself. Could have been saved, right? But given despair, right? What? Well, is he in hell? We can't say absolutely, but Jesus said, the Son of Man goes his way, but woe to him who betrays the Son of Man. Better for him if he were never born. Not very good, is it? No, it's not proclaimed dogmatically. You who are an expert in world literature, who's the greatest writer in the Italian language? His name is Dante. Okay, Dante wrote the Divine Comedy. And you know where he puts Judas Iscariot? He puts him in the lowest level, in the mouth of Satan, who's chewing his head for all eternity. Have you heard of Dante?
No.
It's the lowest part of hell, and Satan has three mouths, and he's chewing the head of Judas for all eternity. Wow. Not very good, is it? No. Who's the highest in heaven? The Blessed Mother. You're a potent, you don't even know it, and she's presented as the mystical rose, right? You don't know? Well, you'll learn when you go to college. Okay, you'll learn eventually, okay? You will too. Hey, can you give me a different name for Jesus? There's a lot of names for Jesus in the Bible. Okay, God? What? Allah? You're a Muslim. That's the name. You're becoming a Muslim, no? Muhammad is the prophet, and Allah is the name of the God of the Muslims. Did you know that? You're confusing religions, no? Hopefully you're not going to become a Muslim, no? You ought to talk with your parents about that. And your older sister, too. Could you give me a name of Jesus?
Jesus.
Okay. What does it mean?
Savior.
Yeah, Savior. Good. Good. Jesus means Savior. Very good. You've all seen this written, Jesus, and you've seen following it, Christ, right? Jesus means Savior. Christ comes from the Greek, the Kairo, if you guys can read Greek. And it means the anointed one. Okay, Christ means the anointed one because they would anoint kings in the time of Jesus. How about this? Is he the good shepherd? Absolutely, right? It's taken from what psalm? You were praying that psalm last night, probably, okay? Okay, psalm. Were you saying praying that psalm last night? Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I shall want. You've heard that one before. How about this title for Jesus? He said, I am the bread of life. You ever hear that? I am the bread of life. You've heard it. You're probably reading with your sister last week. I am the bread of life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will have everlasting life and will raise him up in the last day. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, but they died. But whoever eats the bread I will give will have eternal life. Do not seek the bread that will perish, but seek the bread that will give eternal life. How about that for memory? Pretty good? Well, I can speak fast if I want. You have to open up your ears, right? Where is that found? John chapter 6, right? It was on the tip of your tongue. I could tell. John chapter 6, right? What is it called? It's called the Bread of Life Discourse. The Bread of Life Discourse. So, let's see if we can understand who Jesus is. Okay, the Trinity. You've heard of the Trinity, right? How many persons in the Trinity?
Three.
No, there are three. Okay, there are three persons in the Trinity. Okay. Who's the first? You're faking ignorance because you don't want your friend to feel bad, okay? Okay, good, but God, finish it. Nope. Who is it? Okay, you got the Father. So the Father is God, right? Is that true? The Father is God? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, the Father is God. Okay, who's the second person in the Trinity? Okay, it's the Son. Who's the third person in the Trinity? What? You got it. You know you're too shy. You got it. The Holy Spirit, right? So what you're saying, really, what you're really saying is that there's three gods, right? There's three gods in one person, right? So the three persons in one God? Listen to the way I'm saying it. There's three persons in one God. Am I saying it right? No. There's three... What? Okay, so there... It's true, there is three persons in one God. Are there three gods in one person? No. So who's the first person?
Father.
Who's the second person?
Son.
Who's the third person?
Holy Spirit.
Okay. So that's called the what? The mystery of the Blessed Trinity. That's the greatest mystery of our Catholic faith. And every time you make the sign of the cross, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you're professing your belief that there's one God and three persons. Right? Okay. Now, in the second person, what's the name of the second person of the Trinity? Can you tell me? Okay, so the second person, his name is who?
Jesus.
Which means? Someone already said it. You said it. Savior. Okay, in Jesus, there are two natures. There are two natures in Jesus. They are? No? You're a scholar in disguise. What do you think? No? You're a genius in disguise. In disguise, right? Really well disguised, no? And you're on a roll. Go ahead. Go for it. No? Your friend. What are the two natures in Jesus? Oh, you're faking ignorance. Okay, I have to tell you, unless... Okay, good. Human. And the other one?
Divine.
Human and divine. Human means that Jesus was da-da-da-da. It's a man. So you just knock out the H-U, right?
Yes.
He was a man. And divine means, we already said it. What does divine mean? I already told you about 20 minutes ago.
God.
He's God. So he's both man and God. So the best short definition of Jesus Christ is he's the Son of God made man. Say that. The
Son of God made man.
Jesus is the
Son of God
Once again, Jesus is the
Son of God.
That's the best definition you have of Jesus Christ. He's the Son of God, but he's made man. So the union of the human nature, the union of the human nature and the divine nature is called the, I think you know, is with an I N in. You got it. Okay, I had to give a couple in. Incarnation. It's not what you're thinking. You're thinking about reincarnation. Not that. Reincarnation means that you've lived many lives before and you used to be a pig, you used to be a toad, you used to be the King of England, and now you are yourself. That's called reincarnation. Is that you live, die, and you're transformed into another being. Then you enter into what's called the wheel of existence. And you enter into karma and you no longer exist. Okay? That's called reincarnation. But that we don't believe in reincarnation, do we? Because we're not Buddhist nor Muslim. Hopefully you're not, okay? Okay, incarnation is the union of the human nature and divine nature. And when did that happen? It happened on Christmas Day, about 2,000 years ago. Not that? So it happened about 2,000 years ago on Christmas Day. So Christmas. Christmas, the day that Jesus is born. Jesus is born, and we have the incarnation. And why did he come? He came to save us. Because for many, many, many years, heaven was closed because of the sin of Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve committed original sin, and the gates of heaven were closed for thousands and thousands of years. Finally, God sent Jesus to Mary. When he was born, he lived and died. When he died and he rose from the dead, the gates of heaven were opened up. We can be saved. You got that? Heaven was closed for thousands of years. So no one could go to heaven until Jesus came. He lived 33 years. He suffered, died on Good Friday. He was buried. Then on Easter Sunday, he rose from the dead and the gates of heaven were open. So we can be saved. Thanks be to God. It's a very, very, very good question. Great question. What do you think? Not, no, they did not go to hell. Okay, could have been purgatory, or if they're really good, they're just going to a waiting place. And once Jesus died, you read in the Bible that he went down to the netherworld, and he brought these good people up to heaven. That's a great question, because the good people, they couldn't go to heaven until Jesus came. So no, heaven was basically, heaven only had the angels, okay? Only had the angels. And once Jesus came, he lived, suffered, died, and when he rose from the dead, the gates of heaven were open. And good people, when they died, they could go to heaven. So if you live a good life, you die a holy life, you can go to heaven and be with God forever in heaven. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. But our salvation comes from, we can only be saved by Jesus Christ. So, you know, our religion is the true religion. Some people say, no, we don't believe you, but we believe you guys are in the right religion.
Did Jesus to call it the place before heaven was opened to us by Christ?
Limbo?
Or Sheol?
Yeah. Sheol. Yeah, the name in the Hebrew would be the Sheol. The place of the shades, the place of waiting. So we can only be saved through Christ. Only through Christ. We can ask a question?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, he asked it? Okay.
Yeah,
You got it? Got it straight? Okay, so for lack of time, what we're going to jump right into the worksheet now. The worksheet is kind of a summary of what we're reading. Now we'll be able to get through it. What is the most important gesture you can do in your life? I want to ask you. You look like you're a highly intelligent human being. No, that's important, but something better. I'll give you a B minus on that, okay? Not least, you know. What do you think? That's maybe even a little bit better. Sign of the cross is good, you're praying a little bit better. Yes, you got it. Holy Communion, right, great. Receiving Holy Communion is the greatest thing you can do. You have God within you, right? You should try to receive Communion at least every Sunday. Paul, are these guys going to Mass on Sunday? You're going to check it out, huh?
Yeah, most of them do.
Okay. And the others that don't, you got to go to Mass, okay? Make sure you go to Mass. Another thing is this, is you, are you listening? You guys, you got to go to confession. At least once a month. At least once a month, you got to go to confession. And given that you're still somewhat young, you got to tell your parents, hey, look, take me to confession. I've been in confession in 2 months, no? You have to insist on your parents. One way you can do it is, when there's a Mass once a month, there's usually a priest hearing confessions. If not Saturday, you got here priest hearing confession from 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock, those 3 hours. So Saturday evening, you can tell your parents, let's go to confession. Tell your parents to go also because they're sinners too, okay? Tell them to go also. Or you can go every day, 8, 12, and 6. So weekday Masses, you have priests hearing a confession during the weekday Masses. Did you know that? Well, now you know, okay? Okay, where are we? Number one? Ready? Who is Jesus Christ? Okay, good. You got the definition, but we're gonna fill in even more. The chief teaching of the Catholic Church about Jesus Christ is that He is God made man. You got it. God made man. You got it. Jesus Christ is the... Jesus Christ is the... No. The second. Jesus Christ is the second person of Blessed Trinity. Who's the first?
Father.
Who's the third?
Holy Spirit.
You got it. Okay, the second person is Jesus Christ. Second person of the Blessed what?
Trinity.
You got it. He assumed the human nature and took on flesh in order to reconcile man with God, for offenses against God can only be corrected by God. Belief in the, what's that word?
Incarnation.
Belief in the incarnation of the Son of God is a distinctive sign of the Christian faith. Got it? Okay. Number two. What does the name Jesus mean? Jesus means, go ahead. God saves. What did He save us from?
No.
Good. Sin, the devil, hell, sadness, depression. He saved us from all that is evil. He saved us from that. Right? Jesus Christ is God the Son who became man to... I'm going after you again because you to save us. You're hitting 1,000. Save us. God the Son became man to make reparation for our sins to our Heavenly Father, to merit for us the divine life of sanctifying grace, and the right to heaven. You got it. I thought you were going to say the roof. Okay. Right to heaven, okay? Right to heaven. Okay. Next. Right to heaven, and to be our way to heaven by His example and doctrine. Because He made reparation for our sins, our Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior. Okay. 4 for 4. He's the Savior and Redeemer of all men. Reparation. Let's check out your vocabulary. Do you guys have a very rich vocabulary or very poor vocabulary? Well, let's check it out. Okay. Reparation. What is it? To make amends for the sins or offenses against the Father. Against the Father. You got to make up. Make a mistake, you get it. You got to tell God you're sorry. You have to do something to show you're sorry. Okay. Right? Okay, next. Does Christ have two distinct natures?
Yes.
Okay, and they are the?
Human and divine.
Human and divine. Okay, so yes, Jesus Christ has two distinct natures, human and divine. He is? True God and true man, right? He's true God and true man. He's true God and true man. You agree with that? I'm glad you do, because it's right, okay? Okay, next. Jesus Christ is God because He is the Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. He is the Son, He is the same divine nature as His Father. As, go ahead. As what? As God, okay? Well, you know, you're 4 for 5. You're doing pretty well, though. As God, Jesus Christ has always existed. Jesus Christ is God, but He's also what? Man. Is man because He's the Son of the Blessed Virgin Mary and has a body and soul like ours. As man, He began to exist from the moment of, what's the word? Incarnation. We've already learned that. Incarnation. How do we call this union of two natures in one person? The union of how many?
Two
natures. And one person is called the... Can you pronounce that?
Hypostatic.
Very good. The hypostatic union. That is a union in the...
Body.
A union in the person. So we have... In Jesus, human and divine, but He's just one person. And which person is He? The
Son.
The second. Okay? He's the second person. The first is the Father, and the third is the Holy Spirit, right? Okay. He became man while remaining truly God. He became man while remaining truly God. The union in the person. Okay. So what is the incarnation?
The
Okay, through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the power of the Holy Spirit, God the Son, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, took a human body and soul in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This go ahead. Are you scratching your head? Okay. You look like you're raising your hand. You're scratching your head. Okay. This mystery is called the Incarnation. Got that? This mystery. Took place at the moment when the Blessed Virgin Mary agreed to become the mother of Jesus. So Mary is really, truly the mother of Jesus, the mother of God. Is Christ divided? No. These two natures don't split him 50 and 50. He is 100% man and 100% man and 100% God. Some people may argue that Christ cannot be 100% of two different things, but that is not true. A person can be 100% Hispanic and 100% male. One doesn't make the other impossible. Christ is holy God and God is holy God and he is holy man. Holy God and holy man. What does the word nature mean? As in human nature and divine nature, okay? Christian philosophy helps us to express and understand a little the mystery of the Incarnation. This and other mysteries of our faith are expressed with ideas of nature and person. Nature means what makes anything or anyone to be what it is and to act according to what it is. It answers the question, what is this? What is this that is acting? What does a person mean? Person means what makes someone who is endowed with intelligence and free will. To be a subsistent individual. Okay? Subsistent individual. Different from others of the same nature and responsible for his own actions. It answers the question, who is this? Who is this acting? Number 10. How did the two natures work in the same person, the second person of the Blessed Trinity? Jesus had You said Jesus had faith? Okay. Jesus had both a human intellect and will, and a divine intellect and will. In Christ, the human intellect and will were directed by the divine intellect and will, as in us. Our intellect and will should follow God's. Next is Christ, then, was not only incapable of sinning, but also totally holy and the source of all holiness. As man, he knew God from the beginning of his humanity and exercised the divine power. The divine power through his divinity. Divine power through his divinity. Okay. Now, we're going to name some truths about Jesus. Name some truths about Jesus. Okay, Jesus is the... What? the second person of the Blessed Trinity, the Son. Who's the first?
Father.
Who's the third?
Holy Spirit.
Who's the fourth?
No one.
Okay, good. Okay, I tried to trick you. Okay, there's no fourth person. Okay. Okay, next. He is
100%
true God, and also he is true God and true man. True God and true man. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit. We say this in the Creed. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He came to show us how to be what? Holy. He came to show us to be holy. Who are the holy ones that we honor in the Catholic Church? The holy ones we honor in the Catholic Church. Who are they called?
Trinity.
Yeah, but how about the other ones that are up in heaven with the Trinity? The saints, okay? So the holy ones are the saints. Do you want to become a saint?
Yeah.
How about you?
Yes.
You want to become a saint?
Oh, me?
Yeah. How about you? You want to become a saint? Kind of? How about you? You know, all of you guys have to become saints, and I'll prove it to you. Who's in heaven is the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, right?
Yes.
Is Mary in heaven?
Yes.
Are the angels in heaven?
Yes.
Who else is in heaven?
Saints.
The saints. So for you to go to heaven, you have to become a saint. Right?
Yes.
Just using logic, right? Now, most saints are anonymous saints. You know what that means, anonymous? Anonymous saints, what? Kind of. It's like unknown would be better. Mysterious, no, but unknown. There are only a few saints that have been canonized. You ever hear the word canonized? Doesn't mean shot out of a cannon. No, it doesn't mean that. Canonized means that the... Are you going to tell me? Canonized means that the Pope has officially proclaimed them to be in heaven. Who was one of the last ones who was canonized in September? A very, very famous saint.
Benedict.
Oh, Benedict is still living. I'll give you a hint. I actually met this person. I met this person about 30 years ago.
2005, no, he died.
What?
He died in 2005, no.
Yeah. But okay, another one that was the two most famous people last century. In the world. Mother Teresa. Yeah, she was canonized in September. She was canonized, officially proclaimed to be in heaven. Often it takes like 100 years. You know how long it took John Paul II to be canonized? He died in 2005. He was canonized in 2014. How's your math?
9 years.
Only 9 years. That's pretty quick, isn't it? That's really quick. So as soon as he died, they were saying, Santo subito, Paolo Italiano? You guys speak Italian?
No.
Santo subito. Do you know what subito means in Italian? It means right away. Spanish, immediatamente. Subito, right away. Subito. Santo subito. The people, Italians were, Santo subito, make him a saint right away. You know, it took 9 years. Did you know that 30 years ago, he put his hands on my hair? Did you know that? Yeah, 30 years ago, John Paul II put his hands on my hair, so I have holy hair, huh? He made me a priest. How about that? Isn't that a great privilege? Wonder if you guys want, I could give you a picture of it when the Pope is giving me an embrace after he made me a priest. Would you want that? Not really. Okay. Well, thanks a lot. No. Thanks for your enthusiasm. Huh? Okay. He came to show us God's love. Came to show us God's love. Right? You agree with that?
Yes.
I'm glad you do, because it's true. Okay, next. Saved us from our sins by His life, death, and resurrection. Called the Paschal Mystery. Okay. Came to make us partakers of the divine nature. The divine nature. Okay, is the what?
Bible.
The mystery celebrated, proclaimed in the liturgy, which means the Mass. Is he who sent the Paraclete. Who's the Paraclete? The Holy Spirit. Okay, let's say Hail Mary, and Paul has to finish with the attendants. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Bless the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. You see the Mass on Sunday.